Chapter 10. The Newspaper Report. The morning after Richard's birthday, Anthony was eating breakfast with his parents. He turned the page of the newspaper and started reading a report about a robbery in a jewellery shop. He put his piece of toast back down on the plate. His hand was trembling and his face was white. His mother looked at him. "Are you all right, dear?" she asked. "I think I'll go and lie down," Anthony said. His mother and father looked at him with concern as he got up nervously and went to his bedroom. He lay on his bed and tried to stay calm. It was simple. It was nothing to do with him. Perhaps it wasn't Richard Suzuki that was used in the robbery. And if it was his motorbike, I didn't steal it, he thought. I'm innocent. Anthony had nothing to be afraid of, and he had no reason to feel guilty. Unfortunately, he was afraid, and he also felt guilty. Richard's reaction was a little different when he read the report. Allison told me that the witness is the owner of the motorbike shop, so he was probably correct about the type of motorbike, he thought. Richard was sure the motorbike was his. Richard was more optimistic now. He thought the police would find the motorbike. Robbers always abandon the car after a robbery, so why not my motorbike, he said. In Allison's opinion, he watched too many detective films and was too optimistic. And unfortunately, she was right. What happened was much worse than Richard's expectations.